From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, January 1st, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greenport Town Board has approved the plan to connect the Gerald R. Simmons Commerce Park on Route 66 in Ghent to the town's new sewage processing plant. The board approved the resolution at its year-end meeting last week following months of debate over how the town would fare under the proposal. Outgoing town supervisor Edward Nabazi said, and I quote, "This is a long time coming. The county has been looking at options since the fall of 2015, end quote. Town supervisor-elect Kathy Leck Eldridge called the board's approval of the connection despicable. She has long opposed the plan. Eldridge said, and I quote, "This is a last-minute backdoor deal. They wanted to get it done before I took office because they knew I would have opposed it," end quote. The county has agreed to pay the town an extra incentive of $20,000 every year for 40 years or for the lifespan of the processing facility. The county will also pay for the operation, maintenance, and debt related to the construction of the facility, totaling $50,000 in annual revenue to the town. Matt Murrell, chairman of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, said the arrangement was a positive move for the town and for the county. Murrell said, and I quote, "The town will have another source of revenue now," end quote. The new line will run from the park up Route 66 to the waste facility at 176 Fairview Avenue and include three pump stations along the way. The county will now work with the state to finalize the plans. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union that dozens of new laws take effect in the new year, but provided a brief rundown of the big changes coming. The minimum wage upstate is now $10.40 per hour, and for fast food workers, it is now $11.75 outside of New York City. The upstate wage will peak at $12.50 as of December 31st, 2020, and is supposed to increase to $15 after that, based on annual economic studies by the State Division of Budget. The state paid family leave program officially begins January the 1st. New Yorkers are now eligible for paid leave benefits to care for a newborn or newly adopted child, to take care of an ailing family member, or if a spouse, child, or parent is called away to active military duty. Public employees and officers will now be allowed paid time off to get screened for any cancers as of March the 18th. The constitutional amendment approved by the voters now allows judges to reduce or strip the pension of public officials convicted of a felony related to their official duties. Beginning April 21st, motorcycle safety awareness will be added to the prerequisite for new drivers to obtain a driver's license. And as of June the 16th, New York charities will be able to accept cash, check, or credit or debit cards for raffle ticket purchases and be able to sell tickets online or on a mobile app. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Hudson Board of Education on December the 18th appointed Lucinda Seeger to fill the seat left vacant by the resignation of David Kesselberg in November. Seeger has been a resident of the district for 5 years and teaches high school English in Catskill. She said, and I quote, "I want to contribute to my community while finding out how school boards work. It will be a learning experience," end quote. Originally from Amherst, Massachusetts, Seeger studied writing at Columbia University, studied education at Bard, taught at Fashion Institute of Technology, and lived in New York City before coming to Hudson. Seeger will fill the vacancy through the Board of Election and Budget vote on May 15th. If she chooses to run and is elected, Seeger will complete Kesselberg's term through June of 2019. Seeger is the second teacher to serve on the Hudson Board. Linda Hopkins, elected in May, teaches at Taconic Hills. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And finally, Bill Mahoney is reporting at Politico New York on where and how Governor Andrew M. Cuomo spent his time in 2017. While Cuomo made hundreds of public appearances in 2017, only a small percentage of them were held anywhere near Albany. The governor had 236 public appearances listed in his advisory schedules in 2017, 96 in New York City, and 26 on Long Island. He held 14 pre-scheduled appearances in Albany County, 11 in Erie County, and 10 in Onondaga County. Cuomo spent all or portions of 82 days working out of either the Capitol or the Executive Mansion, and 83 out of his family private Westchester home. Also last year, Cuomo continued to increase the amount of time he spent with national or Manhattan-based media outlets while mostly ignoring upstate television and radio programs. He appeared on shows that air outside of New York 20 times and on programs broadcast from downstate 23 times. In contrast, he conducted two interviews with a TV or radio program that focuses on upstate market. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And now for the weather. A wind chill advisory issued by the National Weather Service in Albany remains in effect until 1 p.m. on Monday. Wind chills are expected to range from 15 to 29 below zero. These wind chills will cause frostbite in as little as 30 minutes to exposed skin. There will be increased clouds today with a temperature high near 12 degrees. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low at minus 1 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 9. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 19 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 13 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 2. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 24 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 7. Sunrise today was at 7:25 a.m. And the sun will set at 4:32 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the first day of January 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a happy and prosperous New Year.